三寸。
And that is conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
为什么我说这个是保罗第一次的要求呢？
Why did I say that this is Paul's first request?
因为这个是这卷书里面第一个命令。
Because this is the first imperative in it within the book here.
为什么我说这个是保罗唯一的要求呢？
Why do I say that this is Paul's only request?
因为呢，只要这个字呢，你可以把它翻成呢，就是only one thing， 只有一件事。
It's because it was translated as if this is the only one thing.
所以保罗说。我只要求你做一件事情。
So Paul says, "This is the only request I have for you."
他说，如果你做到这个事情呢，我的喜乐就会满足。
And that is, if you can accomplish it, then what my joy will be complete.
那么我们来看，就是保罗要求教会做什么事情。
Let's take a look at what did Paul ask? What Paul asked the church to do?
他就是希望他们做一个。模范的公民。
And that is, he wanted them to be a model citizen.
二十七节呢，他用了一个字叫行事为人。
In verse 27, he used a phrase, conduct yourselves.
其实这句话的意思呢，有一个意思就是 conduct yourself as a citizen， 就是呢，你按一个公民的身份去行事为人。
So what he's saying there is to conduct yourselves as a model citizen.
在腓立比书里面呢，他两次保罗两次的提到公民的这个观念。
And Paul talked about twice in the entire book of Philippians, and then about the whole concept idea of model citizen.
原因呢，就是腓立比人呢，他们很熟识公民的意思。
Because people in Philippi really understand what it means by being a citizen.
腓立比呢这个地方呢，它是一个。圣经说是一个住房城呢，就是一个 military 的一个城市。
Because the city of Philippi is more of it's a military city.
所以呢，住在里面呢，都是比较多的是罗马的兵，还有这些就是退休的罗马的兵。
So there are quite a few Roman citizens or retired Roman citizens living in the city.
他们都很了解呢，作为一个。罗马的公民呢，是一个极大的荣耀的事情。
So they recognize how much pride they have in being a Roman soldier.
你作为一个罗马公民呢，你有你的特权的。
There are special privileges for being a Roman citizen.
比方你可以投票啊。
For example, you can vote.
你可以有权去当官。
You also have the privilege to be a judge.
做官就是一个 official 的，就是
Or be official.
你也有权去买卖土地。
You also have the right to purchase or sell your property.
还有呢，就是一个很特别的权利是当时的，就是你会受法律的保护。
And also, there's a special thing back in the time, and that is you can have the protection of the law.
Now, 如果你记得呢，在使徒行传里面呢，有一个记录，就是如果你是一个罗马的公民呢，他们不能还没定罪之前呢，就鞭打你的。
If you actually recall in the book of Acts, that they cannot punish you or hurt you before you are being judged.
还有呢，就是呢，你可以如果你可以上诉到这个罗马皇的面前。如果你觉得你的就是裁判不公平的时候，你可以一直上诉到罗马皇。
So because also if you feel like your judgment is not correct, then you can appeal all the way to the Roman emperor.
所以作为一个腓立比的人呢，他们明白做公民呢是有他的权利。
So for people who are living in Philippi, they recognize that what kind of privilege they have by being a citizen.
那么你有权利呢，就有义务啊。
Now that you have the privilege, you also have the responsibility.
所以保罗呢，这句话的意思，那么你是公民了，你是天上的公民，那么你就有天上公民的义务。
So Paul is talking to him about it, and they say, you are the heavenly citizen, and therefore you also have the responsibility of being a heavenly citizen.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你们都是天上的公民啊。
And brothers and sisters, did you not know that you are your citizenship is in heaven?
那么你知道你有什么权利啊？
Do you know you, what kind of privilege you have?
其中一个很大的权利就是将来你会跟主耶稣一同做王。
And then one of the privileges you have is you will be also become king and be ruling with Jesus Christ.
So what kind
of life should we lead today?
有一句英文的话就是 live like a king.
So 好像那个好像做皇帝一个，
就是过一个皇帝的生活。
So actually, just live a life like a king.
其实是讲到我们的行为，其实。我的意思就是我们应该有皇帝一样一个的秉性。
And that is we should have the kind of character that a king should have.
不要好像呢这个Prince Harry 就是英国的这个皇子亨利皇子一样。
And not like Prince Harry.
你知道他常常过一些很放纵荒唐的生活呢，就让这个英国的皇室呢给人耻笑了。
And actually, because sometimes he lead a almost a scandalous life, and actually being made fun of by the people in England.
那么我们身为一个天国的子民呢，那么我们的行事的标准是什么呢？
And now that we are the heavenly citizen, what kind of character and life should we lead?
保罗呢，他说了，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，所以呢，我们的行为是一个相称的一个标准，是一个相称的标准。
And then therefore, our standard should be, like it says here, conduct yourself the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
相称的意思呢，不是说你做一些好事，做一些功劳，以知道呢将来你可以换取你的周恩。
So it's the standard worthiness means that does not mean that you can actually do something and actually can exchange for your salvation.
因为呢，以弗所书呢，明明的说呢，只是我们的救恩是本福恩，就是一个礼物啊，不是出于人的行为的。
Because it actually in the book of Ephesians it says it's by grace you've been saved, not by something that we do.
但是什么是一个上乘的一个行为呢？其实呢，他是说我们应该是过一个名副其实的一个人生。
And so what is the standard of worthiness? And that is actually live a life that is consistent.
就是你是神的子民，你应该你的行为就应该像神一样了。
And that is you are a the children of God, and therefore you need to live accordingly.
还有呢，这句二十七节也告诉我们，我们基督徒的标准呢，不是十诫，也不是律法，乃是福音。
And also tell us the third behind it is not the law, is not the world, but it's actually the gospel.
我们有的时候呢不了解，其实福音的标准比起律法的标准更高。
And sometimes we don't understand it, but the standard of the gospel is even higher than the law.
在律法的标准底下呢，保罗说，按律就律法上的义，我是无可指责的。
If you actually refer back to the law, Paul says, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless.
但是当保罗讲到福音的时候呢，他却说，在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。
And actually, when Paul referring back to the gospel, Paul refers to them with them sinners, of whom I am the worst.
虽然，福音的标准呢，福音的要求呢，比起律法的要求更高。
The standard of the gospel is even higher than the standard for the law.
就好像呢，大学的要求比起中学的要求更高一样。
It's just like the standard for university is higher than for the standard for high school.
你知道我进大学的时候呢，有一个很惊奇的发现。
So you see that when I entered college, I was surprised by something here.
因为教授说你们的考试是可以打开书来考试的。我们念过大学的你就知道哈 ，open book exam。
So for those who actually have been in college, you see that it's a, you can get have an open book exam.
那么呢，那么有些人呢就好高兴了啊，那么不用念书了，那么考试的时候可以打开书，你可以当时才找答案呢。
So some people are very happy and say, okay, when it's exam time comes, I'll just open the book and just answer the exam that way.
那我们经历过这些 open book exam 的时候呢，你都知道这个厉害的地方了。
So for those of us who actually have gone through open book exams, you know how tough it is.
就是这个考试的要求高到一个地步，老师其实告诉你，我给你打开书，你都没有。不可能在这个时间里面找到答案。
And actually, this exam is so tough that even if the professor lets you open a book, you can't even answer them.
这个其实就是福音对我们的要求，比律法对我们基督徒的要求更高的意思。
And that is the meaning behind the standard for gospel is higher than the standard for the law.
律法只是它只看人的行为。
And the law actually refers to the action and deeds for man.
但是呢，福音不单只看人的行为，也看我们人的心。
And the gospel not only look at man's deed, but also look at man's heart.
这个就是为什么呢？福音的要求比起律法更高。
And that is the reason behind the standard for the gospel is higher than the standard for the law.
所以我们应该过一个更小心的一个。行事为人的一个生活。
So that is why the life we lead need to be even more careful.
还有呢，保罗讲到了这个天国的公民的这个标准呢，是一个意志的一个标准。
And actually, Paul also talk about the standard for heavenly citizen is also a standard for consistency.
这个意思呢，保罗就是说呢，27节呢，就是他讲到。叫我话来见你，话不在你们哪里的时候呢？你们都是做一个无犯的一个公民。
And that is when that's why Paul says, whether I come and see you or not, or hear about you in my absence, then you still have to conduct the same way.
那我们在工作里面呢，我们都不喜欢呢这些员工呢，就是在老板面前。就是一个很勤劳的一个人，但是他不在的时候呢，就是一个偷懒的一个人。
We all know that we don't like to see that when for the employees who are not appear to work very hard in front of the boss, but yet when the boss is away, actually to try to be lazy.
所以呢，我们在我们平常的生活。也不应该是在教会里面是一个人，在工作里面是另外一个人。
So in the same way, we don't want us to be like in one way, in one form at church, but also at work as a different person.
我们在家里面是一个怎么样的人？我们在教会里面，在平常里面应该是同一个人。
And whatever we are like at home, we also should be like the same way in church.
保罗要求我们的行为呢，是与福音相称的一个行为。
And Paul requested that our life would be just like a gospel.
那么保罗在下面就提到，那么我们公民的责任是什么呢
？And Paul then talk about what is the responsibility for being a citizen.
那么呢，保罗其实他从27节到四章的第四节呢，讲到两方面。
And actually, Paul talked about two different ways, and from verse 27 to verse 4 in chapter 2.
那么我们今天呢，先讲第一样，就是27到30节。
And then we'll first talk about the first item, and that is from 27 to 30.
就是保罗呢。讲到一个天国公民的责任，就是齐心努力为福音。
And actually, Paul talked about this, and that is, they will be striving together for the sake of the gospel.
我希望大家呢，如果你看27到30节的时候呢，你会留意保罗是在我们面前画了一幅怎么样的一个图画。
To read the verse 27 to 30, what kind of picture are you seeing that Paul is painting right here?
27节讲到努力，30节讲到你们的征战，都是有关他们罗马这些这个 arena 他们的竞技场上面的一个用语。
And actually, the word that he used in his striving in verse 27 and in also fighting?
Struggle
in verse 30 is actually is described what it's like in, back in those days, and then it's almost like a gladiator.
保罗告诉我们,其实这个世界不是我们的朋友。
And then Paul tells us that this world is not our friend.
他是我们的敌人。
That's the world's our enemy.
就是你比赛的对手。
And that is the object of your struggle.
那么我们基督徒跟世上的人呢，可以说是各为其主。
And then for us Christian and also other people in the world, and that actually we are Lord for ourselves in different ways.
基督徒是代表这个天国，
and the Christians represent the heaven.
那么我们的敌人，我们的对手，其实就是代表这个魔鬼的国。
And then therefore our enemies would represent the Satan's world.
那么这个比赛其实就是有关去救这个世界里面的人。
So the struggle is about saving the people in this world.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就是把人带到这个天国里面。
When we share the gospel, what we do is actually bring the people into the heaven.
那么这个天国的国土就扩大了。And
therefore, the heavenly kingdom would also be enlarged.
但是我们的对手，我们的敌人呢？ 他就要防止我们去把这个天国的国土扩大。And
our enemy is the one who wants to stop us from enlarging the kingdom of heaven.
那么他们会做什么事情呢？
And what would they do?
他们就是在28节讲到呢，他会用方法去惊吓我们的。And
then talk about in verse 38, actually, they will find ways to frighten us.
他会用逼迫，用 各样的事情去阻碍我们去传福音。
They would use persecution and other ways to stop us from sharing the gospel.
其实呢，今天连我们生活在美国，这些事情也会发生。
And even today, as we're living in the U.S., this sort of thing can happen.
有人会告诉你们， 你们不能在公立学校里面传福音了。
And someone will tell us, you cannot share the gospel in public school.
其实这句话，你这样不完全对哦。
You see that actually this statement is not completely correct.
不管你是一个这个学校的学生呢，其实我们国家的法律呢，没有防止你去在。 你是一个学生的身份，在你学校里面传福音。
And actually, as a student, there's nothing in the law that stops us from sharing the gospel in school as a student.
你甚至可以在你的中学里面去成立一个查经班，也可以邀请外面的教会来帮助你。
You can actually start a small Bible study group in your school, and also you can invite other people to come in outside from join you.
法律只是 防止这些外面的人主动的进去公立学校里面去传福音。
And the law only stops the outside group from coming into a public school to share the gospel.
那么基督徒的天国的责任是什么呢？
And what is the duties for Christians who are heavenly citizens?
那么27节呢，就提醒我们你要 站立得稳。
In verse 27, that you reminded us to be stand firm.
我们要坚持我们信仰的岗位。
We need to stand by the foundation of our faith of the gospel.
We will
need to continue to share the gospel.
We should
not be like Iraqi soldiers.
你知道我们最近看新闻，我们就知道。 其实美国训练他们这些军人呢，已经有十年的时间。
You see what we see in the news, the U.S. has been training these Iraqi soldiers for close to 10 years.
他也给他们呢，很美国用的这些武器。
And they also were given weapons that U.S. uses.
但是我们知道这些回教的这些极端的分子，这个。 ISIS，他来到的时候，这些伊拉克军他们的反应是怎么样？
You know what happened when these extreme Islamic group come in? What happened to the soldiers?
这些军人呢，把不但只把他们武器的掉掉，把他们军人的衣服呢也脱下来，不要给人知道了他是这些国家的军人。
But not only did they actually throw away, give up their weapons, they also took away the uniform so they would not be recognized as soldiers of the Iraqi army.
结果呢，他们伊拉克很多城市呢，就给这些极端分子呢，就是占据了现在。So
that now there are a lot of Iraqi cities have been now been occupied from these extreme military groups.
我们是天国的公民。
We are heavenly citizens.
所以我们有同一个责任，就是我们要站立得稳。
So we have the same way, in the same responsibility, you need to stay, be able to stand firm.
保罗提醒我们，其实这个站立得稳这个事情呢，不是我们一个人可以做得到的事情。
Paul also reminded us, standing firm is not just one Christian can do on our own.
因为这场是一个属灵的征战的时候，我们必须要同心。 全教会同心的，一同站立得稳。
Because it's a military, it's a spiritual struggle, and therefore the entire church, together we need to be able to stand firm.
这个就是他说，我们必须要有同一个心智站立得稳的意思。
And then because that in same way, so that we now need to have stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
我们都知道教会同心呢是一个很重要的一个事情。We
all know that having unity in the church is a very important thing.
但是什么叫同心呢？
But what does it mean by having unity?
同心不是同一个，只有一个声音呢。So
one being united and have unity does not mean having only one voice.
因为保罗谈到他们是。 齐心努力的时候呢，你就发觉呢，就是好像每一个人有他不同的责任，在这场打仗里面。And
when Paul talks about standing firm, actually, the different people have different responsibility within this war.
所以呢，你会看见当保罗讲到同心努力的时候呢，是一个和谐。When
Paul talks about when they actually working together as being united,
the harmony.
It actually means by having the harmony.
那么我们是怎么达到和谐的？
How do we achieve this harmony?
你们有没有人去过音乐会啊？看这些，交响。 乐团的音乐会。
So have you been to an orchestra to see this, all the symphonies, how they play together?
他们第一样事情做的是什么事情？
What's the first thing they do?
他们就要调他们的这个乐器的调这个音。
So the first thing they need to do is to tune their instruments.
那么他们是怎么调的？
How do they do that to tune their instruments?
是不是我跟你调调，那么我转过来又跟他调调，又往后面的人调调，是不是这样子？
Do we actually approach one and then another and the next and tune the instruments?
不是这样子的嘛。
No, that's not the way.
他是有一个人，那么他就给大家一个音，那么每一个人往这个音去调的时候，那么他们的结果就是会和谐。
So one person will give a tune, everyone else will tune the instrument according to that tune, so that, and then that's how they achieve harmony.
只是教会的和谐也是同一个道理。
And actually, church unity is according the same way.
但是谁给这个音呢？谁是这个第一个音呢？
And, but who gives out the first tune?
保罗说就是为福音。
And Paul said, because it's for the gospel.
所以福音就是我们共同的目标。
The gospel is our common theme.
如果我们的行事为人是跟福音是和谐的时候，那么每一个人都是以福音为心的人呢，你都会跟他会和谐。
So if everyone will be tuning according to the gospel, then we will all be having this unity.
第一个天国的公民的责任就是我们要面对我们的敌人。
The first responsibility that we have is to face our enemy.
在他们的威胁底下，我们还是持续努力的去传福音。
Even when we are fighting, but you will still continue to share the gospel.
保罗讲到这里的时候呢，他停下来讨论一个问题。
And actually, Paul, when it comes to this, he paused to talk about one issue.
这个问题就是基督徒与受苦的关系。
And that is to talk about Christians and its relationship to experience suffering.
我们现在生活在西方社会。
We live in a Western society.
我们是有宗教自由。
We have religious freedom.
那么呢，所以呢，我们传福音的时候呢，我们常强调的就是你信耶稣啊，信耶稣以后呢，你就有平安喜乐了。
And so we emphasize always one thing, and that you seek the gospel and we have peace and joy.
几乎呢，我很少听人说你信耶稣啊，信耶稣你就会受苦啊，我们不会这样子讲啊。
Hardly do we hear that anybody talk about saying that receive the gospel and once you receive the gospel, you will be persecuted and suffer.
但我们坚持传福音的方法呢，很多时候呢，我们也把这个方法带进这些，比方说这些没有宗教自由的这些非洲的回教国家。
And sometimes when we share the gospel, we also bring the gospel into countries where there is no religious freedom.
在这些回教国家里面呢，其实如果你要成为一个基督徒，有几样事情就是马上会发生。
And if you in some of these cities, countries where there's no religious freedom, there are a few things that would happen right away.
你信耶稣，马上你可能就是失去你的工作。
Once you become a Christian, you lose your job.
那么这些宣教士很多时候呢，见到这些信主的弟兄姐妹，那么他们掉了工作，他们第一个反应呢就是，我来帮你找一份工作。
The missionaries sometimes when they see some of these people who lose their job, they will say, "Come, I'll help you find a job."
很多时候呢，不单是他们会失去他们的工作，另外一件事情呢，就是呢，这些基督徒呢，会把给他们这些信回教的家庭呢，把他赶出家门以外。
Not only would they lose the job, but sometimes they are a lot of times also being kicked out of their own family.
不但只会这样子，他也很可能呢会找不到他结婚的对象。
And not only so, they would also would lose their future marriage partner.
更有可能呢，因为他们信耶稣，他们生命会受到危险。
And also their life would be threatened.
但是呢，这个宣教士呢，就见到他们的困难的时候呢，不但只为他们找工作，也会他们找一个住的地方。
And all this, a lot of these missionaries would help them find a job and also find a place to live.
也会为他们找老婆，因为他们不能在他回家的国家找到基督徒嘛，那么去哪里找呢？
And even help them find a wife because they wouldn't be able to find anyone within this country.
有的时候知道他们生命有危险的时候呢，也会为他们找一个方法移民到好像美国这些地方。
And also when they see their lives being threatened, also help them to relocate to another country like U.S.
你只要这样子做的时候，会发生一个怎么样的一个问题啊
？Do you know what would happen when they try to do that？
就是你在这些国家里面呢，如果有一个人说我要做基督徒的时候，你真的不知道他是为了什么原因哦。
So the problem comes in when you actually and someone who said he wanted to become a Christian, you don't know what the motivation is behind it.
所以呢，有一个在非洲的国家的基督徒领袖，当有人他说我要做基督徒的时候呢，他会挑战他们讲以下的这句话。
So, for someone who was a missionary, want to become a Christian, in the, some one of his country, they would actually challenge him to say the following.
他会问这个人，你希望得到什么？
What is it that you want?
你要车子啊，房子啊，还是次子？
You want a car, a house, or a wife?
还是你要移民去美国？
Or you want to immigrate to America?
他说：“我老实的告诉你，我连一粒止痛药也不能给你。
And honestly, I tell you, I cannot even give you an aspirin.
我只能给你的东西就是耶稣基督的十字架。
And the only thing I can give you is a cross from Jesus Christ.
你愿不愿意背起你的十字架跟随耶稣呢
？Do you want to pick up your cross and follow Jesus?
我们知道十字架就是一个死刑的。
We know that the cross is a death penalty.
背起你的十字架的意思就是你放弃你生存的权利。
And bearing your cross, and that is to give up your right to live.
你把这个权利交在主耶稣的手里面。
You turn over this right to Jesus Christ.
那如果有这样子的人，他听到人家这样子问他以后，他的回应还是说我愿意信耶稣。
And for someone who actually being asked this question and still wants to say, I want to accept Jesus Christ,
那么证明什么？
What is that proof?
证明就是他信耶稣的目的就是为了信耶稣咯，没有其他原因咯。
And that is for him to, who want to become a Christian as the only reason because he want to accept the Jesus Christ.
其实这个就是保罗在二十八节的意思。
And this is what Paul means in verse 27.
如果敌人去威胁你，去惊吓你的时候，你还是站立在你的所信的福音的上面的时候，你还是去传福音的时候，这个是什么的证明什么？
If you are being threatened and also frightened in any way and still want to continue to share the gospel, what have you proven?
就是证明你的得救了。
And that is to prove your salvation.
证明你真的是一个天国的公民了。
And that is to prove that you are truly a heavenly citizen.
我们常常想到苦难是不好的东西。
A lot of times we see that suffering is not a good thing.
但是你知道苦难却是你对苦难的反应，却是你却是一个人得救的一个证据。
And that is how you react to suffering is a it's a testimony of your salvation.
第二样事情呢，有关苦难的。保罗说，这个是神的所赐的恩。
And the second thing about suffering is that Paul said, "This is a grace that God gave you."
二十八节呢，他最后一节呢，他讲到这些事情是出都是出于神的。
And this is verse 28 said, "This is all that come from God."
他讲到这些事情都是出于神的意思呢，不是只讲到我们的咒恩。
And what does it mean by all these things come from God? Not only just referring to our salvation.
它也包括我们敌人给我们的惊吓。
It also includes
persecution.
The persecution that actually comes from my enemy.
保罗呢怕我们不能了解这个观念，所以呢他在二十九节里面再一次重复。
And Paul is afraid that we didn't understand the concept, so he repeated in verse 29.
他说，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him.
受苦为什么是一个恩赐？
Why is suffering something that's a grace?
因为我们的福音呢，是一个与基督同死、同埋葬。同复活的一个福音
，because our gospel is one that actually died and also buried and resurrected one.
那我们下个礼拜有 有智慧弟兄姊妹呢，他会受水礼。
And next week we have a few brothers and sisters to have the water baptism.
水礼就是表明你是跟耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The water baptism is to symbolize what we have done with Jesus Christ, and that is we die and also bury and resurrected.
耶稣基督跟你是一个联合的一个生命。
And then Jesus Christ would have the one united life with you.
耶稣的生命是一个怎么样的生命呢？
What is the life of Jesus Christ?
耶稣是先为罪受苦。
And Jesus suffered because of sin.
才复活的荣耀。
And then he'll be resurrected and be glorified.
所以我们信耶稣的人也会经历同一样的事情。
So for us Christians, we'll experience the same thing.
我们受苦跟我们将来的荣耀两个事情都在我们这个咒恩里面是不能分开的。
Now, suffering and also being sure in the glory is also all embodied in the salvation, cannot be separated.
最后保罗呢在三十节里面呢他告诉他们弟兄姊妹。
In the end, Paul talk about in verse 30 to the brothers and sisters.
他说受苦呢是一个基督徒所面对的一个事实，一个现实。
Struggling and also suffering is also something that a Christian would experience.
他没有美化这个受苦的事情。
He did not sugarcoat the suffering.
他告诉你们，从前我传福音给你的时候，你们见到我受苦，到现在我坐牢，我受苦，你们都见到，也是你们现在所面对的这个。受苦也是一样。
In the past, I suffered, and you saw that. And now, I'm still in prison and still suffer. This is the same thing.
保罗要求腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹只做一件事情。
There's only one thing that Paul asked the church in Philippi to do one thing.
你们要做一个模范的天国的公民。
And that is you. We want you to be a model citizen in heaven.
这意思就是你的行事为人是与福音是相称的。
And that is, whatever you do, is consistent, with the gospel.
里面包括我们要持性努力的去传福音。
And that include, continue to share about the gospel.
但是你坚持做的时候，你一定会面对你敌人的攻击。
When you do that, you will for sure, face the attack from your enemies.
所以我们会问一个问题。
So we'll ask one question.
基督徒能不能够不受苦呢？
Can Christians not suffer?
其实是可以的。
Actually, yes, you can.
就是当你停止传福音的时候，敌人就不会攻击你。
And that is when you actually stop sharing the gospel, the enemy will stop attacking you.
但是问题就是我不能肯定坚持决定的人呢。是不是一个真正的一个基督徒？
But then your question is, are you truly a true Christian?
但是我们选择就是去顺服耶稣的教训，去传福音，不怕这些苦难的时候。
But if you choose to follow Jesus' instruction and not be afraid of all the suffering,
保罗说，我恭喜你。
Paul said, congratulate.
因为这个是你得救的一个证据。
Because this is the proof of your salvation.
你是跟主耶稣是站在同一边的。
And now you're standing on the same side as Jesus Christ.
你已经是一个模范的公民。
And you are now a model citizen.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
天父，我们求你给我们力量。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us strength.
就是当我们受苦的时候仍然站立在这个福音上面。
That is, even though when we are suffering, that we will stand firm on this gospel.
给我们力量去继续的去传福音。
Give us strength to continue to share the gospel.
你知道我们的行事为人是与我们所相信的福音是相称的。
So that our life will be consistent with the gospel that we share.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.